Don't forget. Don't ever forget their story. Arizona unknown. Arizona unknown. Arizona unknown. Oh, Arizona unknown. Hello, Arizona, and everyone else listening. My name is Clay Inc., and this is Arizona Unknown. That's right, your stories, your experiences, all Arizona, all unknown. Anonymous stories sent in by you? Great, what could go wrong? That's right. True stories from Arizona. If you would like to send these in, you can go to send them to azunknownpodcast@gmail.com. That's right, azunknownpodcast@gmail.com. They need to be true stories, Arizona stories, and they need to be anonymous. Leave out the names of cities, people, places, stuff like that. You yourself can be anonymous. You can use somebody else's email to send it in. You don't have to tell me it was you, something, this and that. I don't know. Whatever works for you. Some people have also expressed they're not the greatest writers, which is fine. I'm not either. A great way to send in your story would to be voice to text, or else you can record a voice memo on your phone, go back and type out what you said. Boom. How smart is that? Either way, I would love to hear your stories. They can be about anything. And I mean anything. Good times, bad times, scary times, spooky times, the best time of your life. It could be about the time you went to the grocery store and this and that happened. I'm sure you have a story that you've told more than once. Send it in. I'll read it. I'll make fun of you. Just kidding. I won't do anything, but I'll be respectful as always. I'll do my best on my part. And I hope to hear from you soon. All right, that's that. Now that we got all the business out of the way, is that business? Do you call this business? Send in your email. It was business, okay? Now the fun begins. What fun? Shoot, I don't even know. The truth is, I've been trying to get some emails sent in. Lots of people have been saying they'll send in some great emails. I'm waiting on some great stories. And a lot of you guys have just been super kind and super nice. And very just excited about the podcast like myself. So thank you. Thank you for all the kind words. I really hope this continues, and I hope you stick around. You know, I think we're going to do a lot of interesting things, and I hope this grows. Not only people listening, but myself as somebody who creates this. You know, this is a new experience for me. I've never made just an audio experience. I've recently got some new recording devices, and I hope to hit the road, take you guys on some adventures, get some sound effects, go out and do some audio recording. In the nature, in the cities, and maybe I can find some people to talk to. I don't know. I think it's going to be kind of interesting. Maybe in this episode, maybe we should try it out. Yeah, should we? Should we go for an adventure? Is that what we're doing? Like, I don't know what's going on. All right, get your seatbelts on. All right. What else? Did you get the water? Did you use the bathroom? Come on. You're always slacking, but it's okay, because this was unexpected, you know, for all of us. So, like I said, grab your lunches, grab your phones, grab your tablets. Just kidding, leave all the screens, jeez. Maybe your phone, just so you can keep listening. All right, let's go. Good morning, it is I, Clay Inc., that is right. Today, we're doing the greatest thing in the world. We are getting ready for work currently. I'm trying to look for something here. So it is, I guess, technically nighttime for you guys. I work nights, so we're getting ready. And I got to get a few things going. And then I guess we're going to go to work. And then after work, I'm going to try to ask a couple people at work some questions. Maybe on break or after work, like I said. So let's go ahead and get ready, because we got to get going. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All righty, all righty, all righty. So we're getting ready right now. And we're almost there. We've been eating and brushing teeth and using the bathroom and all the great things, so we're trying to rush out of here right now. And then we'll be on our way in just a minute. So let's go ahead and head out the door. How does that sound? So now we are in the car. We're in the Jeep on the highway. We just pulled up. We're here now. I think I got everything I need. I got my keys. I got my phone. I'm going to go into work right now and then maybe chase him down at the end of the shift. So,
what's up, man?
Squirrel? Say what's up.
What's up, bro?
All right, cool. So I'm chilling with Miguel in the parking lot of Walmart. Got a couple questions for him. Is that right if I ask you some questions?
That's right.
All right, so the first question is, Miguel, if you were a month of the year, what month would you be and why?
December, because it's a Sagittarius, and that's what I am, and I kill shit.
So Sagittarius is a meaningful thing to you?
Yeah, it's a Sagittarius is like a king in the jungle. I'm a lion.
I see. Are you a Sagittarius? Is that your birthday month?
That's my birthday month.
So kings are born in December, is that true?
That's a fact.
All right, perfect. One more question for you before you go. So the last time, I want you to think, the last time you smiled really big, like, you know, you get those times where you're just chilling or you're doing something and then a smile just goes over your face and you actually physically think about it. You're like, I just feel happy in this moment. When was the last time that happened?
I say the last time that happened, it's been a minute, you know, it's been a minute. I can't really think about that. Last time I was super happy, I can't really say because, you know, I'm happy every day. Every day I wake up, I'm just blessed to wake up, bro. So it's like, I just wake up happy.
You just wake up feeling this every day?
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, I'm blessed to wake up every day, so I'm just fucking happy.
It's a good feeling to have. I wish I should probably work on that. I should feel more blessed about my days, you know what I mean?
No, you should be more blessed about life.
Yeah.
Just life, not your days, life.
Life in general?
Blessing, yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Well, I'm gonna take these words, I'm gonna think hard about them. So I appreciate you for your time, all right?
Yeah, stay motivated, bro, and much love. Stay positive. Keep your mind right. And God bless you.
All right, take care, man. Alrighty, we're here with Dart. We're outside of the Walmart again in the parking lot, victim number 2. Mr. Dart, I have a few questions for you. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's absolutely cool. Give me a kiss.
Alright.
Oh. Yes.
Alright, that's enough. It wasn't a real kiss. They didn't see that. So, the question is, what is a talent or a skill of yours that's well known, that a lot of people know, that's open? And what's a talent or a skill of yours that not a lot of people know, that maybe nobody knows?
I play guitar, a lead guitar for a band called Dead Dudes here in Flagstaff, and a lot of people seem to really like us.
Very good. Yeah.
Editing this part.
If what is your band? What kind of music do you play? What do you describe your band as?
We kind of go with disco, like disco rock, but we'd probably fit more in line with like just alternative or grunge kind of deal.
Very good, very good. I've heard the band is a very good band on Spotify. Dead Dudes, just check them out if you want to.
Switchblade Babe, our new single is out now.
All right. Second part. What is the talent or skill that not anybody knows, or maybe just one or two people know about you?
My mom used to tell me I was really good at drawing bubble letters. Yeah, so like for school posters and stuff, for like events, I used to draw bubble letters and draw pictures. I'm good at drawing.
Do you still draw these bubble letters today?
Yes. So for a lot of show posters and stuff, I'll draw posters.
So the secret talent of the guitarist for the Dead Dudes is he's really good at bubble letters. I really like this secret talent of yours. If you had to rate it 1 out of 10, what would you rate it as?
I would definitely rate it a 10. Like, I'm real good.
Would you put it on, would you start off with that in a conversation? No, it's hidden.
Under no circumstances would I start off with that.
This is why it's hidden. Okay, very good. Well, I appreciate your time. It's been a fun journey. Is there any last words you would like to say?
I love you dearly, and I'll see you at the Thanksgiving table.
All right, thank you, Dart. Appreciate it. Thanks for the kisses again. All right, man, have a good night. Is that it? Is that it? Is this story over? Please, Clay, go back. Go back on more adventures. Please, Clay, go now. I hope that's how you feel. I hope you enjoyed this small adventure we went on. It's just a taste of what's capable, you know, what's possible, of what I could do. So I definitely want to make them better, and I want to keep trying this, and it's been fun. I really hope you enjoyed it, and who knows, maybe I'll show up in your town. Show up on the corner, Clay Inc., with a table and a recording device that says, "Change my mind." We'll put up a sign. Who knows? I would like to travel around and do some more of this. It was very fun. I had a great time doing this, and I can't wait to do some more. So hopefully you're ready for the Clay Inc. on what? Clay Inc. on the go? Clay Inc. Safari? What do we call this? What section? What segment do we call this, huh? I'm not sure, but we're gonna keep doing it, alright? But for now, shall we tell a story? Arizona Unknown about stories? Alright, a story. Story number one. Last year, I was out walking to clear my head, and it was like 1 a.m. I had gotten a drink from 7-Eleven, and I was walking home because I was exhausted at this point, when all of a sudden, I hear tires squealing and a loud crash. Goodness. One in the morning, all you wanted was a slushy. Come on, what a crazy thing to hear. So it says two cars had just collided. And it was so bad. I froze for about a minute because I was scared to do anything. But I noticed that these two people were not moving. At that moment, I knew I had to do something. So I started running to the cars. I dropped everything I had on me. I just started sprinting. Other people were there, just standing, not knowing what to do. I checked the first car. I see he's awake and aware of what's going on, so I tell one person to make sure he doesn't move his head or anything. I tell him to find something to brace his head and to call 911. I get to the second car, and it's a teenage girl. She was unconscious and not breathing. I'm trained in CPR and first aid, and I get a renewal through my job. I was shaking and so scared. I pulled her from the car and lay her down on the ground. I'm checking her pulse and breathing, and there was nothing. So I kneel down and start to perform CPR on this girl. I start compressions, and I had to tell myself to stay calm. I was crying because I knew I had to help this girl. I did compressions and gave her air for about 7 minutes before she finally started breathing again. The ambulance arrives, and I'm talking to the girl, making sure she's okay. And that's when the paramedics thanked me, and had told me if I had not performed CPR, she would not have survived. I gave them all my info, and her mom ended up calling me a week later to thank me for saving her daughter's life. That's one of the greatest moments in my entire life. Oh my gosh. What a crazy freaking story. Talk about somebody ruining the slushy moment. I'm just kidding. She could have died if you weren't there, to be honest. Jokes aside, like, you saved a life. And that's crazy. All you wanted to do was go to the 7-Eleven. You wanted to clear your head. You already had a bunch of stuff on your mind. And then you just come across this and you have to save people? What? In Arizona? Where did this happen? What the fuck? How crazy. Well, I'm glad you were there. And it sounded like you were in the right place at the right time. Like you needed to be there. And you needed to save this girl's life. So thank you. And obviously, she's thankful. And her mom. So this just tells you that, you know, go with your instinct and you know, make sure you go earlier to the 7-Eleven. I'm just kidding. Go with your instinct. Make sure you get the blue frozen slushy. Jokes, just a joke. Well, good story, great story. Thank you for sending it in. I appreciate it so much. And if anybody else would like to send in a story, please do it. I need some more. So do it. Do it as a favor for Clay Inc. If I've ever sang you a song on TikTok Live, if I've ever given you a handshake properly and looked you in the eye as a gentleman, no, nobody? Okay. Anyway, send in your stories. This was a great one, and let's maybe tell one more. I think I have one more. Let's see. All right, well, this one happened to me. Yes, to me. When I was younger, my dad, he used to live in a different town for a little bit for work. So for the summer, I would go there and stay with him. He stayed with my grandma, my great-grandma. And so we both stayed there, and I would be there helping out, patching the trailer or pulling weeds or doing whatever I could to help out and help out my dad and help out my grandma. So every day when my dad was at work, I would be there with my grandma hanging out, and we'd be watching TV or we would be chatting it up, or I'd be playing with some toys or working on my chores. And she was an old lady. She wasn't very, very fast, and she got around just fine. But like I said, she was quite older. She was my great-great-grandma, or my great-grandma. And I remember one time I fell asleep on her floor, and I was in front of her two rocking chairs, and one of them she would sit at all the time, and she would read or do whatever she was doing. So I'm on my stomach, sleeping. And in my dream, I'm talking to my grandma. We're making jokes and we're laughing. And then somebody behind me begins to talk, a deep voice. And I don't know who it is. And I try to turn my head, but I can't. No matter how hard I try, no matter what I do, I just can't look that way. And I think it's because I was laying on my stomach, and maybe if I was on my back, I would have physically turned my head. But at that moment in the dream, it just felt so out of my hands, out of control, like a lot of anxiety of just not being able to figure out who is even talking and who's talking to my grandma. So I wake up, and my grandma's sitting there in the chair just like the dream, and we're in the same exact positions as in the dream. It must have been just me dreaming about where I was. It was really crazy. So I look at my grandma and I jokingly say, you know, I apologize for falling asleep on her. And she says, no problem. And we start joking around and talking. And then she stands up to leave and she starts walking extremely fast, like very fast. And she's going across the whole room and she's going back and forth and something's wrong. I don't know why she's acting like this. And I don't know. I can't understand why she's doing this and how she's even able to. And just in that moment, I wake up because I was still dreaming. And she's sitting there in her chair again. And I'm on the floor in the same spot again. And this time, I don't joke about falling asleep. This time, I'm very confused. I don't know whether I'm still in the dream, or if this is this reality this time. So I began to talk to my grandma. And over time, things are normal. Things are the same. And finally, I guess, finally I'm back. I'm back home. I'm back in the true world and the true life. And I'm glad. Because where I was before was a scary, confused place, especially as a kid. And I'll never forget this dream within a dream within a dream. And I think one day, maybe I'll wake up and realize I'm still dreaming. So I hope you enjoyed the little bit of story. This was my personal story. It happened to me when I was a younger child. I don't remember. Middle school or something like that, probably. Or younger, even. I'm not sure. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. And thank you for enjoying the wonderful podcast that is this, Arizona Unknown. your stories, your experiences. Send your emails to azunknownpodcast@gmail.com. And I look forward to hearing from you, because now I am out of stories. So please, send them in. Hopefully we'll get another episode out soon. Sooner than usual. It's been taking me about like 2 weeks to make an episode. I'm hoping to get this down to once a week. That would be my goal. And then, some more interviews and maybe some call-in shows. And maybe even on TikTok, I've been thinking about posting a video on there. And then maybe asking some questions on there and seeing what the comments say. And maybe come back and record me going over the comments. So maybe that will interest you. I don't know. I have no idea. But I'm thinking of new ideas and new ways to interact with you guys, to bring you into the conversation. And I hope we can find something, you know, something fun we all enjoy, that we can all be a part of. So I will continue to experiment, and I will continue to grow. And hopefully we continue to grow together. It's been a blast, as always, my friends. And I can't wait to see you again. I can't wait to see you here, because you make this podcast what it is. So once again, thank you. Come here, all aggressive. Thank you. Take this thing. Come here. Take this. Thank you. Dang it. Chasing people down with a thank you stick. Come here. You're welcome. This is a thank you stick. Thank you. And okay, that got weird. Anyway, take care, my friends, and we'll see you soon on the next Arizona Unknown podcast. Yes, you get the point. Goodbye.